And now we're joined by Stephen Portnoy in Washington. With a second Trump presidency, what happens to the federal criminal cases against him? Stephen?
Well, it's a great question. We don't know all the answers. In fact, we're trying to figure it all out. But because we're in uncharted waters, there has never been a president elected the United States who, for example, is scheduled to appear before a New York State Supreme Court judge in Manhattan on November 26 for sentencing, having been convicted by a jury. Well, Judge Juan Merchan is going to have to figure out what to do. And that's just the New York hush money case. Set that aside for a moment. There's also the Georgia racketeering case, which will have to be resolved in some way. And then there's the two federal cases, which we can dive into now. There's the January 6th federal election interference case here in Washington, D.C., and there is the Florida case involving classified documents, which is before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, because Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed it on a constitutional basis. When it comes to those two cases, overseen by Special Counsel Jack Smith, sources tell us at ABC News that there are ongoing internal conversations within the Biden Justice Department about how to wind those two federal cases down. Officials cite the longstanding Justice Department policy dating to Richard Nixon's presidency that a sitting commander-in-chief has responsibilities under the Constitution that are so important that he can't be prosecuted while he's in office. So, we understand, talks are underway here in Washington about winding those two federal cases down. Exactly how to do it remains an open question. So let's see what happens.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us.